Belinda Audio and Gill Books present this unabridged recording of True Colors, written by Barry Geraghty and Niall Kelly, and read by Aidan Kelly.
Prologue.
It starts in the weighing room, before you even set foot on the track. Everything has to be calm, nice and calm. The best jockeys are like the church mouse. You want to be so quiet on a horse that he hardly even knows you're there. From the moment you sit up on him, every change has to be a subtle one. Every move has to be a gentle one. Race horses want to race. It doesn't take much to set them off. If your backside so much as brushes off the saddle as he canters off to go down to the start, boom, lights on. And that's when you find yourself in trouble. A horse feeds off your emotion. If you're nervous, if you're tense, if you're wound up, he knows. The adrenaline is pumping, but you have to control it. If your heart is thumping and your pulse is racing, a horse will feel it. They're not mind readers. They just notice the little things, a slight shift in your balance, your fingers gripping the reins a tiny bit tighter than you think. Keep your hands soft, your touch light, a nice gentle hold. You're not trying to start a row. You're not trying to start a fight. You don't want your horse taking you on, because if he takes you on, there's only going to be one winner. If you're relaxed, you'll hear him breathing, exhaling, almost like a sigh. He's trusting you. He's relaxing too. You want to get to the start early, quietly. If you're late into the parade ring, you'll be late to the start. And if you're late to the start, you'll be out of position before the white flag is raised and it's time to jump off. Position is everything. From the moment the race starts, you're constantly working on where you are, where you want to be. The computer is going. You're scanning everything. Are we going fast enough? Too fast? Just right. Where's that lad going? Am I on the best ground here, or should I move out? Is that bit better? How's the favourite getting on? How about now? And over again. And as you're watching, you're listening. The sounds of the race, the clatter of hooves, the whoosh as we brush through the top of a fence. It's so familiar that it's white noise, in the background, but not intruding. You're listening for something else, some bit of information. The bang of a horse as he steps through a hurdle, the gurgle of another one that's struggling to fill his lungs, hanging on to his last bit of energy, even though from the outside he looks as though he's still full of running. Someone might say something, a bit of slagging after a mistake, a half a chat, trying to suss out your strategy, a shout for a bit of space when things get tight. Most of the time there's no need to shout. You're close enough to practically whisper. The noise of the crowd only travels so far from the stands. When you're out in the country, it's near silence. And if you're on a horse that's running keen, raised voices aren't going to help him settle. Silence is golden. There are days when the ground comes back at you like bullets, flicking off the top of the sod as the horse in front gallops through. There are days when it comes, sod and all, two fists full, like a punch in the face. You drop your eyes, tuck in your chin and try to take it on your shoulders instead. When the first set of goggles are covered in muck, you pull them down and move on to the second pair. When the second pair are covered, the best you can do is try to give them a wipe with your glove. When your glove is covered, you're on your own. All the while you're watching, judging, calculating. The distance to the fence, the length of your stride, how much your horse has already given you, how much more he can give. You might be tanking along, or you might be hanging on for dear life. You plot your course, and you make your move. When you turn into the home straight, with a finish line in sight, you wait for the right moment. You wait, and you wait. You know when it comes. All the lights turn green, and you go.